understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
And Craig Scheman, Pete Shepherd, Scheman and Shepherd, 993 ESPN and the 993 ESPN app. It's a Friday, everybody. Hope you're doing well in Southwest Florida. I actually saw the sun today for the first time in several days. Going to be a little chilly this weekend, though, but, you know, it's all good. Red texting a GIF, getting ready for the excitement of the weekend from Wedding Crashers with Will Ferrell. One of the best cameo appearances ever. Love that. Cutler the Goat, put your hands up, fellas. Happy Friday. Absolutely. We are ready to go for NFL playoff games. Love it. Going to be a great weekend. And we'll be back on Tuesday, by the way.
Cannot wait. Boot camp, Drew Brees' father's name is Eugene. Yeah, but his nickname was, I believe, Chip. I was making a Seinfeld funny. What's his name? Skip? Chip? Flip? What was it? Stan? Or whatever.
Something like that. Something like that.
Red says, Pride, as you said. Put your hands up, fellas. Happy Friday. Cutler the Goat.
Grand Poobah, shout out to his son, Joe. It's 18.
18 today. Loves 18
birthday?
The show. Joe Grand Poobah Jr.
Yeah, happy
Joe
birthday.
Poobah.
Joe Poobah.
Yeah. Canadian Randy, not Canadian Candy, but Canadian Randy wants to know how this whole Miley Cyrus on Friday started. Chris, this is your creation.
I like the song.
he started playing it 4 years ago, and that's how we roll.
It's like Friday. It's a great Friday song.
BTH, Bobby the Hater, says, I can't believe I know the words to this bleeping Miley Cyrus song.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, everybody loves it. It's a great song. It tells a good story.
DeBears says, oh, sorry, I missed the reference because Seinfeld is garbage. Okay, you are suspended.
No, we're going to do a Seinfeld reference to you, DeBears. You're banned. You're banned from the show.
Banned from the show.
No, you're not banned from the show. Seinfeld is not garbage. Stop it. It's one of those office snots.
Oh, yeah. Office versus Seinfeld. Yeah.
Look, The Office is a great show.
Not
so
saying,
is Seinfeld.
Not saying it's not.
They're both great shows.
They are.
They're both timeless.
I watched the Mom and Pop episode of Seinfeld last night, as a matter of fact.
Underrated.
Yeah.
When Kramer gets the nosebleeds, he's on the couch. Yeah.
I watched the Office episode the other day where Michael burns his foot on his George Foreman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How do you do that,
by the way?
Well, he likes to wake up to the smell of bacon, so he sets his alarm 5 minutes early. He puts bacon on his George Foreman right beside his bed and then falls back asleep and has...
let's see here.
That's not bad.
Electric Whistle says, I just got off and seen the Falcons have a new coach. Who is he? Get ready for Arthur Smith, ladies and gentlemen. He's the Titans offense coordinator.
Ryan Tannehill on Arthur Smith early this week said he's a great coach all the way around, everything that you look for in a coach and a leader and a great offensive mind. He does a great job. He's now the new head coach of the Falcons. I like this one, though. Can you shoot my wife? Can you shout out to my wife, Kristen? She has no sense of direction, but I still love her. What is that? What is she driving?
Oh, it's her birthday.
It's her birthday, Kristen.
And she's a huge listener.
Happy birthday, Kristen. Hopefully you're going in the right direction.
Where's her birthday? Where does it say it's her birthday?
You know, your phone has this thing called a map, Kristen. If you need to know where
Waze?
You're going, you just open it up.
Waze app?
There's a lot of them, yeah. And, you know, you just plug in your destination, and it'll give you step-by-step direction.
Yes.
Just a joke, sorry.
Very observant texter from Rhode Island says, hey, maybe some Seinfeld trivia out of spite. Spite, that's an episode, too.
Uh-huh.
315, did the Falcons owner just hire himself as a head coach? No, wrong Arthur.
Yeah, wrong Arthur.
Arthur Blank has hired Arthur Smith.
Yes.
Dan Campbell will be the new head coach of the Detroit Lions. Urban Meyer, the new head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Stunningly, Eric Bieniemy has not been hired yet. It is up to the Eagles, Chargers, or Texans. And by the way, if you missed it earlier today, the Texans, Deshaun Watson, was that today, the text, where he said, if my anger level was a 2, it's now a 10 with this organization? Whoa.
Hang on a second. No, this can't be.
What?
Chris?
Breaking news? He hasn't even done the update yet.
No, that's got to be a fake account. No, it's a fake account.
Okay.
It's a fake account.
All right. Get him hopping.
Jesus.
954 says, warn listeners to avoid I-75 between Colonial and Daniels. I see pylons and people standing outside their cars. All right.
What was the fake tweet you saw?
It says Sports Center, although the tagline, he's got 30,300 followers, ultra weed hater. And it's breaking. The Houston Texans have agreed to trade Deshaun Watson to the Patriots in exchange for Jared Stidham, a 21, 22, and 24 first-round draft picks, and a 21 fifth-round pick.
Mm. Wow. That'd be fantastic.
And it has a link to the real Adam Schefter.
Well, that's obviously good that was fake. I'd hate to see Deshaun Watson in the AFC East, not on the Dolphins.
These Texters are getting better with their fake news.
No, that was on Twitter.
Oh.
That was on Twitter.
But okay. I got to block this account now. Because
JR says that Urban Meyer hired Charlie Strong. Yes, he's going to hire Charlie Strong, I believe, as linebacker's coach. All right, while we're spewing all this news out before it's all outdated, time now for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Final one of the week. Here's Chris.
This SportsCenter update brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Naples.
All right, two coaching vacancies in the NFL have been filled. The Jets have hired Niners defensive coordinator Robert Saleh, and the Falcons have hired Titans offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, and it is being widely reported that Dan Campbell has emerged as the front runner to be the next coach of the Lions. The Bucs are going to start Leonard Fournette Sunday night at running back. Rojo is out or is a game-time decision with a quad injury, and DJ LeMahieu signed a 6-year, $90 million deal to stay with the Yankees. And that's important.
Here's a message for Craig, even though he said it on Finney's show, from Booger.
Finney.
It said, who I love today, he's great. If you're a Bulldog fan, meaning Georgia, and you are going to sit there and stare honesty in the eye, Kirby has done less with more, maybe, than Mark Richt.
Accurate. Oh, I disagree.
Oh, those are fighting words.
I disagree.
Because Mark Richt was there longer? Had more time to do less with more?
Did Mark Richt win an SEC championship game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
I don't know.
Well, Kirby's won one.
Okay.
Did Mark win one? Can't remember.
Mark Richt was there like 15 years and didn't win one SEC?
He might have won one. He probably won one.
I'm making an assumption.
It's also year three of Kirby.
Yeah, and
where he's had 3 years of a top five recruiting class. It's time to win, baby. Let's go.
Sorry, I think he's played at a pretty Georgia's played at a pretty high level the last three seasons.
Yeah, and unfortunately we didn't get to see him play at the end of this season.
No, we did not.
Would have been a more competitive game. Did you mention Josh Gordon?
No, I did not.
Josh Gordon, this is unbelievable, but not totally unexpected. He's suspended again. He was conditionally reinstated, and the team expected him back in the field before the season was over. That didn't happen, and now it may never happen. His conditional reinstatement has been rescinded again. Field Yates, or buddy at ESPN, reporting that. No word on what specifically led Gordon to be re-suspended, but he reportedly did not meet all the terms of his conditional reinstatement. Hmm.
All right. Chris, can we re-rack some of this sound from earlier today as we preview these four football games? Got the Buccaneers and the Saints. Let's go in reverse order. Where Tom Brady. Start with Tom Brady, right? Take a listen to him. Tom Brady getting ready to play the Saints. This will be the third time this year. Remember, the Saints blew him out last time, big time. And Tom Brady says, not many flaws with the Saints.
You know, they won the division. They're a great football team, great coaches, great system, so many great players. Their defense is phenomenal. You know, top five defense basically in every category. Great rush, great cover linebackers. They blitz well. A lot of continuity in the secondary. A lot of ball hawks in the secondary. You know, they've been one of the top teams in the league for a long time, and they've had some tough playoff losses, you know, that are real fluke plays. But other than that, you know, there's not a lot of bad about this team. They're pretty spectacular.
That's Tom Brady on a game we'll have here on 99.3 ESPN Sunday night. JR, thank you for the text. Mark Richt had two SEC championships and six division titles.
Kirby Smart has been better than Mark Richt.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that.
So 3 years of Kirby Smart, better than like a decade and a half or whatever Mark Richt was with two SEC titles.
Mark Richt never got to a championship game.
Yeah.
Well, when Mark Richt coached, we didn't have – what do you mean, a championship?
He never got to the SEC
championship. Doesn't matter. I mean, Georgia was –
Well, wait a minute. If he won two SEC – oh, is this before that we had championships?
Yeah, BCS era. And at that time, Georgia was the number two team when they got into the playoffs. So in a BCS format, they still would have been in a championship game. The only difference is they would have played Clemson instead of playing Alabama when Tua came in.
I'm underwhelmed
Probably would have won that
by
game.
Both of them, to be honest. There. That settles it.
That's ridiculous.
That settles it. I think it's nothing.
Ridiculous.
What, are you overwhelmed by Kirby Smart?
No, I think he's a
Then you're underwhelmed.
I think he's an excellent coach. Yeah, and if he had JT Daniels at the beginning of the season, it might have been a whole different story. Sure as hell, nobody wanted to play him at the end of the season.
Well, we'll see what they look like this upcoming season because he'll have JT Daniels this year.
He will.
And I think that they should be favorites to get to the SEC championship.
I totally
game
agree.
The
and they will be, if they're not a top four preseason pick, I'll be stunned. Alabama will be too, obviously, and Clemson will be. But I think Georgia will be in the top four when the preseason poll comes out.
Ceiling five. Here's Sean Payton. The Buccaneers are a different offense than the one we saw in the regular season.
Sure, we want to correct mistakes, but I think you're constantly evaluating your scheme and the progress you're making and the changes you need to make and then what suits the personnel, especially if the personnel's fairly new. And so I think you've seen that. I believe I've seen that when I'm watching their offense and this last half of the season or last third of the season. I think they're playing at a very high level.
I think he was tapping his pencil. We didn't play this one in Sound Street. There was an Eric Bieniemy cut on here as Kansas City's getting ready to take on Cleveland and obviously questions about Bieniemy and whether he's taking any coaching jobs. Again, they're filling up, and I hope for the second straight carousel year he doesn't get left off again. This guy should be a head coach. He says he didn't want to talk about it anymore. He's focused on the Browns.
First of all, it was an honor and a privilege, but that's not what we're here for. All right. We're here to talk about the Cleveland Browns. And you've heard us talk about this before. We eliminate all distractions. OK, at the end of the day, my focus and attention is on the Cleveland Browns. This is a great team and they're playing some great ball. They got some young guys up front that are playing tremendous. They got some guys in the second level with those backers and they got a heck of a secondary group. One of those guys we're very familiar with. So we're looking forward to this challenge. I know our guys are fired up and excited. They're refreshed. They've hit the reset button. Now it's time to get out there and produce and show exactly what we're about.
Corona with Lime texting in. I was in the middle of typing. If you talk too much about Georgia, Craig will drop a ceiling is five comment, but he said it before I could hit send. Speaking of Cleveland and Kansas City, here's Kevin Stefanski. He's not worried about his team getting rattled in Arrowhead.
I think when you go on the road, there's that us against them mentality, and it's a little bit different now without full stadiums, but I know Arrowhead's going to have some fans. I know it's going to be loud, but you really just got to stick together. But ultimately, we understand our brand of football and making sure that we're playing true to that.
Okay.
Cleveland, I think, is the most dangerous team of the weekend because they got nothing to lose. They can do anything. They're expected to lose. They're probably people are expecting to lose by a couple of touchdowns. The line is 10. They got nothing to lose and everything to gain. So I think you're going to see every bag of tricks possible. They may not need a bag of tricks. We know they're better in the red zone than Kansas City is, which is unbelievable.
Because of the 10 points, all three of us took the Browns in our pigskin picks earlier. However, the coin went the other way. Let's take a look at the Ravens and Bills. Again, temperature starting at 34, dipping to 26. There will be snow. Here's John Harbaugh, not concerned about the weather Saturday.
We do things with the balls and that kind of stuff and what you can do. We were outside Wednesday and Thursday, which was good. And it doesn't really matter. Whatever we get, we're going to go play in. Both sides, the weather is not going to be a factor, I don't believe. You know, it's going to be whoever plays the best football in the weather. But I don't think they're expecting any kind of blizzard or anything crazy, so it should be fine.
Now, you guys are a little more concerned about the weather in Green Bay than you are Buffalo regarding Jared Goff and throwing the football with pins in his thumb.
Yeah, I'm more concerned with Jared Goff and the cold, but it's still Lamar Jackson has not played in this type of weather before either. I mean, it's going to be bitterly cold with the wind, and I mean, it's 50% chance of snow and maybe wet snow, and that's worse. If you're going to play in that kind of weather, trust me, any football player, they'd rather play in the snow than the wet snow, or the sleet, rain. Snow's easier than rain.
It's all horrible. Speaking of Jared Goff, he said here his thumb is improving. He should be ready to go.
I think, like I mentioned, it continues to get better. I think, it feels good. I'm in a good place with it. There are some, over time, just over and over hitting it. There is a slight soreness, but nothing that's hindering me in any way. But I think, overall it's progressing in the right way.
And here's Matt LaFleur of the Packers. Got to treat a playoff game just like any other game.
I just think that you got to treat it as every other game. That's the mindset going in. Like I was talking about earlier, in terms of, we all understand the ramifications. If something doesn't go your way, there's a finality to it. And I think that's why everything gets a little bit more ramped up and heightened because of that. But naturally, you have got to try to keep everything from your routine to how you prepare as normal as possible.
All right. Chris, I see you're distracted. I know you bet on, I call it a Division III game. What's the score?
No, Bryant just hit a three to go up 11, 10:08 to go in the second half. I got him minus 6.5.
Okay. By the way, Gabe Morenci.
St. Francis or Bryant?
No, I got Bryant minus 6.5. St. Francis, they're bad.
Yeah.
They're a bad basketball team.
Gabe Morenci with a hot tip. He says, bet the over on the first period of all the NHL games. You probably come out ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I put a unit on each of them.
Yeah, Tampa Bay in action tonight against the Blackhawks again, I believe.
Oh, again? They smoked them Wednesday.
They did.
6-1 or 5-1?
It
was a big line.
5-1.
Yeah.
And it's bigger this time. They're playing them again tonight. The total is 6.5. Tough. Malika Andrews, ESPN, his breaking news. Kyrie Irving, guess what? Think he's going to play Saturday? Wrong. Not. Out. Due to safety and health protocols. He's expressed a desire to return. Sources say the extensive time away from the court requires a period of ramping up basketball activities.
I loathe him.
I agree.
So another story that came out, I told you earlier that Tillman Fertitta did not want to trade James Harden to the Sixers out of spite because of Daryl Morey. Being over there, apparently their relationship crumbled after Morey left him, but then immediately took the 76ers job. There's another story out there that the Nets got Harden not just to create another super team of three superstars. It's like they have no confidence in relying on Kyrie Irving, and this is an insurance. They need another superstar to pair with Kevin Durant. Forget about Kyrie Irving. They're preparing themselves for that because they don't know if they're going to have all three superstars or not. So that's why the Nets went all in on getting James Harden.
The Matt Canada, right? Matt. Rumors are heating up about him going to the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. College fans will remember him. He was the OC that was supposed to come into LSU and fix the offense.
Fired and replaced by Joe Brady.
Right, and Joe Brady was actually the guy who ended up fixing it. But he's been in the NFL. He's a quarterback's coach with somebody. Forget.
Joe Brady was rumored to be in on some of these coaching.
Falcons.
Was
Falcons.
Falcons?
Yeah.
And he was in Carolina. Okay.
Yep.
Well, no, he's the OC in Carolina.
You're right. Misspoke there.
I don't think Matt Rhule is going anywhere.
Todd Bowles hasn't gotten hired anywhere. I mean, I think he was next on the Lions list. They canceled him when they went all in on Dan Campbell.
Couple little nuggets real quick for these playoff games before we move on. I think Harry Carey is going to join us, right? Bottom of the hour.
Yeah.
Packers and Chiefs make their 2020 postseason debuts coming off the first-round byes. The only teams with first-round byes. No team has made the Super Bowl without a first-round bye since the 2012 Ravens. Home teams have been tough outs in divisional playoffs in recent years, going 28-8 in the round back to 2011. And in that time, at least three home teams have won in the round all but one year, 2-2 in 2016.
Bit of a skewed stat this year with the first round bye only going to the one seed instead of normal, every other year, the 1-2. Yep. So But it's an interesting fact.
I like it the way they did it. I like the one team with the bye because I love those triple headers Saturday and Sunday last weekend. I think that should be a thing to say.
No, super wild card weekend. You can't do that, Craig Sheeman. You were against the third wild card team being in the playoffs. You cannot say that.
You did say that.
You were not. In fact, you shouldn't have even been allowed to watch two of the games last weekend.
Down.
You're not qualified.
Let me slightly revise my statement. Given that it was inevitable, because I couldn't do anything to change
it. Thanos, inevitable.
Therefore, I like the. I'm trying to make do with the format, Chris.
And what were
the triple headers?
What were the games that you didn't want to see? You didn't want to see Indianapolis in the postseason.
No, why?
Because they were the seventh seed, and you said that's just mediocrity. That's 10-6 mediocrity getting in, and you shouldn't have even watched a snap of that football game from Ralph Wilson State or whatever it's called up there. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, you might have had a point with the Chicago Bears.
I had a strong point with the Chicago Bears.
Although, fact, if Denzel Mims catches that touchdown in the first half, I think that game is completely different.
I tend to agree with you. It's if. Yeah, but
I don't deal in ifs.
I do.
I deal
that's
in facts.
Sports radio. That's
if,
what sports
if
radio
Swift
is.
Caught that ball, if they didn't lose that opener against the Bears,
that's
if.
All if.
It is National Dan Campbell Day.
DC.
I'm warming up to Dan Campbell. I'm going to buy an old Dan Campbell tight end jersey.
Do they sell those anywhere?
They do now.
Yeah, they do.
Do now.
Yeah, that won't be official till after. They can't make it official till after.
After the Saints lose, right?
Yeah.
They have to have the Saints lose. Because the Dolphins the Dolphins had to wait for the Super Bowl, for the Rams-Patriots game to get over before they could formally announce that it was Brian Flores that was going to take over.
Yep. There you go. The new regime is in. Holmes and Campbell. Their GM and coach. Get used to saying that, rolling off the tongue. On their way to a Super Bowl in Motown.
Who will they get rid of first on the roster?
Well, we don't have any of our receivers signed. Got to decide if we're going to do that. Meanwhile, the Buccaneers continue their playoff run Sunday evening right here on 99.3 ESPN. We started coverage at the Superdome at 5:30, 6:30 kickoff with the great Gene Deckerhoff with the call. Buccaneers playoff run in Southwest Florida is brought to you by Signs in One Day in Fort Myers off Alico Road, the Boathouse in Naples Bay, My Shower Door, want to see more, and by Creel Tractor. Harry Carey, next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I always imagine Pete Shepard as your go-to song in the DJ days, getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't DJ that often. You know what it was, though? The one kind of six-month period where I was on an FM station doing sports, some high school and some community college basketball play-by-play, but I DJed in the afternoon. And my go-to song was All I Need Is a Miracle at 6 o'clock because it had, a 52-second intro.
Really?
Yeah, by Mike and the Mechanics.
I remember that song.
So I get it all in.
Okay.
You know. But yeah, that's a classic. I mean, that's
all right. You know, Chris is talking to himself in the other room.
Bryant University.
Don't worry about me, guys. You guys got a show to do. Bryant's sweating this one out.
How many, what's the point spread now? What's the
6.5? Bryant's up 8. 5:20 to go.
Are you on the right side?
I'm on the right side as of now, but a point and a half, that's close. And Bryant is just being really sloppy with the basketball in the last 2 minutes.
Hey,
super
hey,
sloppy.
Chris, you may have a problem.
Smallest school in Rhode Island. That's saying something.
Betting on a small school in Rhode Island at 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, you may have a problem. That's all I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Carey, fresh off a Bills win, getting ready to take on the Ravens this weekend. Harry, how are you?
Harry.
Hands up,
sing about songs, butterflies, flowers. The line was kind of like, yeah. Moving my head's like, yeah. Oh, hey, guys.
Yeah, guys. How are you?
Friday afternoon.
Fantastic. How are you?
Oh, great. You know, I love that Miley Cyrus.
Miley.
She's not Michael Jackson, but I'll give her a do.
Yeah. Yeah, she's pretty good.
Oh, so how was your...
Guys.
Yeah.
We got quite the weekend coming up, don't we?
We sure do.
You know me as a Bills fan. I've been in this position in quite some time. I'm not sure what to do with myself.
You're gonna wait till nighttime too. What will you do during the day?
I'm glad you asked me that, Pete. I actually spent a day so I'm very busy. I got flag football in the morning. It's kicking off a new season. I'm coaching both my little boys' team.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Are you a good coach?
Well, I coached my oldest son to the Bills won the Super Bowl last year.
Wow. All right,
congratulations.
Well, thanks. My youngest son, he's quite a little stink pot. He tries to cheer against everybody that plays the Bills. Oh. Every week he asks who the Bills are playing, and he says, go Patriots.
Oh.
Go Ravens.
Go Ravens.
Go Dolphins.
Well, threatening.
Last week was going to Indianapolis. I almost made him sleep out in the front yard.
I'd say as soon as he's old enough to realize, threaten to cut him out of the will. That'll straighten him up.
Yeah. Mrs. Harry Carey told him he better be careful or he's going to bed without dinner every night for the rest of the week.
Is Mrs. Harry Carey also a Bills fan?
What's funny ass that, Craig?
Yeah.
Her dad grew up in Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
So when she met me and she was like, you like the Buffalo Bills? I was like, yeah.
Match made in heaven.
I got him with that real quick.
Yeah.
Where were you watching the game? Home with Mrs. Harry Carey and, how's...
I'm doing the same thing I did last week, Pete. I can't change it up now.
Yeah.
I'll have on the same three bodies over.
Yeah.
We're sitting in the same exact spot.
Yeah.
Except we're going to switch out the food. I can't cook this week. I'm too distracted. We're going to order Buffalo wings and rings.
Nice.
And we're going to enjoy the game.
Sounds like a plan.
Excellent. What's your prediction?
Yeah. Let's do some predictions here.
Well... Well, let's get into it for the weekend.
Let's do it.
Great idea.
Why don't we start with the Rams versus the Packers?
Okay.
Now, I know none of you guys got any skin in this game.
Right.
I don't like the Rams. Coming from L.A., It's gonna be cold as hell out there. I don't hold out much hope for the Rams. I know it's -6.5, but I got the Packers 48, Rams 6.
Okay.
Squeaker.
All right.
Yep. Moving on to Browns versus the Chiefs.
Yes.
Now, I got a lot of friends from the Northeast. The big Browns fan.
Yeah.
We're very happy about what happened last week.
Yeah.
However, I don't hold out as much hope for the Browns this week as I did last week.
No. Okay.
But I'm going to give them a chance to provide. I'm going to say, Chiefs, 27.
Mm-hmm.
Browns, 26.
Oh, wow. I like
that's
it.
The first normal score you've given all
wow.
season.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. The Browns are going to have 13 safeties to get 26 points.
That's right.
Craig, you and me, we're on the same wavelength.
That's right.
Now, let's go to the Bucs versus the Saints.
Okay.
Well, it's getting a little bit scary. You guys know how I feel about Tom Brady, the last 20 years of domination.
Yeah.
I got myself a Tampa Bay shirt. I was happy to see him as far away from the AFC East as possible. I'm sure Chris can relate. However...
I concur.
The teams are getting too close to Tampa to be safe. if the Bills happen to play Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, I might end up in a rubber room for the 2 weeks leading up to the game.
Yeah, a lot of people will. Yes.
I'm going to hope and pray against all odds that the Saints beat the Bucks. So I've got Saints 52, Tom Brady 10.
Okay. All right. Just eliminate Tom Brady and Tampa right there. Okay. All right.
And now,
the big game.
The game of the week in my household.
Yes.
And really in everyone's household. This is going to be the best game of the weekend. I don't care what anybody says.
Sure.
Bills play the Ravens.
Yeah.
In a snowstorm in upstate New York. And I got to tell you, I think the coronavirus has actually saved more lives in Buffalo this year than it actually took.
How is that?
Because they bring about 80,000 people into that stadium with the success this team has had.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot more dead people than there are now, I can tell you that.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. Okay. That being said, I think this is going to be a slobber knocker. I'm going to go Bills 57.
Uh-huh.
Baltimore, 56 and a half.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Wow, that's your first.
Take you over.
You got to hammer the over of this one, guys.
Yeah, hammer the
over. I don't know what Rick Carroll says, but I'll be taking this one the over. I bet the fuck. And not like Pete's Michigan Eternal still trying to make up for the money I lost on his eternal bet against Indiana.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah.
Not good.
You know, that was a bad pick. That was a bad pick, Pete. You can say it. It's all right.
It was a bad pick. Who knew at the time? Who knew how pathetic they were? I made up for it in a couple of. How about Purdue last night?
All right, let's change subjects. No, we don't want. We don't want to hammer the
Hoosiers. Happy birthday to Drew Brees. I hope he does this thing and puts Tom Brady back in his grave where he belongs.
Hey,
I don't. All right. Harry Carey, good luck to your Bills, and we will speak to you next week. Hopefully we're getting ready for some serious big Buffalo Bill games.
And Harry Carey Jr., I'm going to go Ravens.
Uh-oh.
You be Ravens. We're going to go Bills, Chris. Cubs win.
All right. Nicely done. See you later, Harry. Appreciate
it. Bye, Harry.
All right. There you have it.
Somebody at 239 says, Urban bringing Charlie Strong with him as a Gator. Yes. He is as a linebacker coach.
All right, don't forget, you got another chance to win $500 coming up at the top of the hour. Sheeman Shepherd's Cash Grab. All you have to do is enter a keyword that we'll give you to our app at 99.3ESPN or online at 99.3ESPN.com or by texting it to the phone number 45911. Top of the hour, 6 o'clock, kicking off your weekend. The Sheeman Shepherd Cash Grab presented by Andujar and Levine Accident Attorneys. What you got next? Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
Okay, here we go. On this day, January 15th. Oh, did you know it was National Bagel Day? A lot of people were giving out free bagels today.
No bagel.
Yep. As we mentioned earlier, Wikipedia was launched in 2001 online on this day. In 1892, the rules of basketball were published by one James Naismith. How about that? Trying to get a little game going for his gym at the local Y. It was MLK's birthday in 1929. Other birthdays, Randy White, former Dallas Cowboy, 1953. And as we said, Drew Brees, 1979.
Who could hit harder than Randy White? What?
He was pretty good.
Oh, man, one of my favorite players of all time.
1939, we had the first NFL All-Star game. It was at Wrigley Field in January. Enjoy that. The New York Giants beat the All-Stars 13-10. In 1958, the Yankees announced 140 Major League Baseball games would be on local TV, WPIX. It was a $1 million deal.
Wow.
Back in 58.
Channel 11.
88, Jimmy the Greek Snyder, CBS, NFL Today. That's when he made his racial statements. Mm-hmm. He was no longer employed the next day. In 1990, the Tigers signed a baseball player from Japan named Cecil Fielder. He hit 51 home runs that year. Good heady play. Lawrence Taylor retired in 1994 and 1997. the Bulls' Dennis Rodman kicked that cameraman on the sidelines, and he had to settle for $200,000. Kicked him right in the groin. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, Debbie says on the text line, whatever you do, don't take 75 north from Corkscrew. Well, I'm going 75 south, but still, I kind of go that way.
All right.
Maybe I'll have to hang out.
Okay.
Is that but,
Captain Debbie, or is that just regular Debbie?
Oh, is that Captain Debbie?
Just regular old Debbie.
Okay,
Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie.
There's no regular old Debbie. It's just...
I don't think she's a captain.
It's not Captain
Debbie. She's the captain of her own life.
That's right.
Okay. How about this? Would you slam a vat of Italian dressing for $1,000? That's a question that Tim Lincecum apparently asked one of his teammates back in 2018. And according to the salad topping drinker, the answer was yes. Tyler Wagner, former Texas Ranger pitcher, revealed the story on social media late last night. It's hilarious, mostly because he provided photographic proof that it all went down. Mm. Wagner says he and Lincecum were teammates in Texas about 3 years ago, the two-time Cy Young Award winner. Bet him a grand that he wouldn't drink the leftover dressing that came with the team's salad. Mm. Turns out Lincecum clearly underestimated Wagner's love of cash because the guy threw it back like a shot of tequila.
Wow.
Pictures are absolutely hysterical. And get this, Wagner said Lincecum threw in an extra $250 on top of the $1,000 because he said just because it was rough to watch.
Really?
Now that's
just threw it. Threw an extra.
That's what teammates do, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, crystal ball. Chris has doubled over in the studio. Again, he's
this
watching
is
this.
So close. I have Bryant minus 6.5. They are up 7 with 30 seconds to go trying to inbound
the ball. Oh, they get the ball.
They're trying to inbound it, yeah. But, I mean, St. Francis has tightened the defensive screws over the last 120 seconds. Oh, the old out-of-bounds pass to the out-of-bounds pass. I like it.
Mm. Is it working? Are they running clock?
They got fouled, actually, before the inbound.
Dumpster Fire says, Pete, on my way to Lonnie Kai, first five on me when you get here. Nah, a little too out of my way tonight. Mm. Might be down that way on Monday, over the weekend.
Right. My play tonight, I'm going to go with the best team against the spread in the NBA. Do you guys know who it is off the top of your head?
Lakers?
No.
Rockets?
No.
Not the Pelicans.
The Chicago Bulls.
Really?
5-2 against the spread away from home. We'll take the point at OKC tonight.
Why do we not have our own gambling show?
I mean, we do. It's called Sheeman and Shepard. Yeah.
We seriously could do it every day if we really wanted to.
Yeah, I get a little slow in the dog days, but Pete's pretty good with baseball.
Yeah, so. He'd carry us through baseball.
Can you hear that? I heard that through my headset.
He turned off his mic. He's screaming
at the top
of his lungs.
He can still hear it through the soundproof glass, which obviously is not that soundproof.
All right, I'll turn my mic on. Let's D up, boys. Let's D up.
Are you good?
Good defense right there.
What do we got coming up tonight? Anything?
No, nothing.
We're carrying the games this weekend, right?
Got him.
All right, that'll
football games this weekend?
Yeah, not the Saturday or Sunday one
Zach,
before the Bucks.
Zach 1-7-7.
By the way, off on Monday for MLK Day. We'll be back on Tuesday. For Chris and for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Stellar job by me.
Yes!
Chris is out of control. Thanks for listening.
Go Bucks!
Have a good weekend. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.